in Luke chapter 16, verse 16, Jesus Christ says the law and the prophets were unto John. Since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man preceding to it. Another version, I think that is the rendering of Matthew, says the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violence take it by force. Brethren, what we preach is real. Let us not judge from the outer, you know, appearance of things. Let us not judge from things we experience in this world. But let us understand that everything that you hear from this ministry are words of truth from the throne of God. I've had the privilege of having first-hand experiences in God's, you know, full-blown experiences. I'm talking of divine visitations. Visitations that you cannot explain to the ordinary man. God took me through all of that. You know when Jesus Christ transfigured upon that mountain? That experience, I've had it. Praise God. Of course, there is the desire to remain there, even though it's very awesome when the reality dawns on you. When this thing, you experience this thing at times, it is beyond words. And you just discover that as a man, you don't even know who you are. Men are actually in darkness. They have no understanding of what life is. Praise God. So let us not be discouraged, but let us hear the word of the Lord in this hour. See, the days of the laws and the prophet are the days of the shadows. Those days are past. The days of the laws and the prophets, when they prophesied, they were all speaking in words that they themselves did not understand. They themselves could not comprehend the message they were giving in that hour. They could not understand the mystery of what the Spirit of God had placed, you know, within them at that point in time. Because in reality, they were simply pointers to the appearing of the real thing, which is God's kingdom. God's kingdom, God's world, God's realm. So that all men are now to pass away from the shadow. You can liken the shadow to the night season. And the night is now passing away. And the day is being ushered in today as we hear the voice of truth. See, the time has come to hear attentively and to press in into truth and into reality. To enter in and be counted among those who are in God's kingdom. And it's only done by faith and realizing truth. It's all done by faith and faith alone. Nothing else. See, if we keep looking out for some kind of external event, we will continue missing it. That is why we don't, you know, walk by sight, but by faith. You see, people walked by sight in the days of Jesus. That is why they could not even recognize that that thing that was from the beginning had appeared before them. They could not discern the signs of the time because they were looking out, you know, for physical appearances and manifestations. But that era has come to pass. The time has come for every man to lift up his face to the heavenlies and begin to see the thing that the Lord is revealing to us in this hour. Let the eyes be open to realize God's word, God's kingdom, and to enter into it by faith. See it. Let us consciously grow into the reality that the earth, see it, and everything that is in it, the earth and the fullness thereof is the Lord's. Let us grow into this consciousness, and it's a consciousness for those who attain to the summit of Zion, where God's kingdom is situated, where God's realm is situated. Praise God. So from the days of John, the kingdom of God is being preached. It's no more religion. It is no more do it this way or do this that way. But it's all about knowing the truth and walking in relation to the truth. Praise God. This outer world that we see today is passing away, subject to change and corruption and all of that, but there is a kingdom reserved that can never pass away. And that is our inheritance as we press into God's kingdom. See, it's an abandoning of all the things we have gathered unto ourselves in terms of knowledge in this realm to obtain that which is from above in this hour. Praise God. See, God can keep us in perfect peace. We can enter in to a high elevated state of consciousness that can never pass away, because that consciousness that is God's does not pass away. We can enter into this thing right now by faith as we hear the voice of the Spirit. Praise God. Bear it in mind always that it is the Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom, nothing else. It is the Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom, but the kingdom has never sounded so attractive to men because it's invisible. See, men that have been born into a physical dimension, and they are so, they've adapted themselves to a realm of the natural. See, but if you can see from afar off, you will see that everything that we live our lives in relation to the dimension of this physical realm will only be a thing of the past in a minute, in a twinkle of an eye. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the issue now, because as we move on in this faith, first of all, you hear the word of God and you are excited, and you know, you want to preach here, you want to preach there, you want to, you know, go for meetings, and you are very excited, and you are elated when you hear the message for the first time. But as time goes on, you now have to keep what you've heard and stand in what you've heard. And that is where the challenge, you know, comes in. Jesus Christ spoke about the seed, the sowing of the seed. Different type of seed. You have the seed that falls on, you know, stony ground, on rocks. There's the seed that falls upon thorns, and there's a seed that the birds just take away. But he spoke about the seed that falls upon good soil and yields some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. Praise God. That seed that falls upon the good ground represents those who have patiently stood upon what they have heard, what they have received from above. They have patiently laid a hold on that eternal life that is revealed to us this very hour. These ones have pressed on into God's kingdom by faith, not minding the appearances of things in this world, not minding the persecutions, not minding the tribulations that accompany the world. Because, like Paul says, anyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Living a godly life in Christ Jesus does not necessarily mean that you are a good man. When I say good man, you are liked by men. You do things that please men. See, and everybody gives you a pat on your back and all that kind of stuff. See, following the kingdom of God does not necessarily make you a good man. Praise God. Living a godly life in Christ doesn't make you a good man before men. It can at times make you despised and rejected among men. Praise God. And my eyes have opened. I've seen some people who are true ministers of God. I see them around, and they are not exactly as nice as you would expect. See, but you know, you just have to accept them. Praise God. And there's also tribulation that accompanies the world at times. It could be conditions in the flesh. Praise God, you might have a physical condition. You might have a challenge in your body. You might have a challenge in your family members. Something that tries to weigh you down and distract you from the pearl of great price that's within you. Will you now be deviated and allow these things to cause you to shrink back from the testimony you've heard from above? Will you allow these things to cause you to shrink back from pressing on into God's kingdom? Of course, no. We must stand our ground. No matter what the body might try to depict, you might do this and that at times, stand still in the knowledge of the inner man. Praise God. Stand still by faith in the knowledge of the new creation man, which is your true self that has been revealed to you by that light that is shining from heaven in this hour. Praise God. It is our faith that will cause us to overcome the world and the tribulations that this world has to offer us. Didn't Jesus Christ say that in this world you will have tribulation? See, in the flesh, as long as there are tribulations in this world, but you can be stayed in the Christ. He says, in me you have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but you can be stayed on the Christ in you to escape the tribulation that this world has to offer. Praise God. We can be stayed in this consciousness of the Christ, which is called the secret place of the Most High. Praise God, so that no matter how things might look outwardly, we can be in perfect peace and joy that will cause people from without to wonder. This is the gift of God for those who persevere in the faith in this hour. Praise God. Let us not expect something else to happen. Faith, God has revealed to you the open door into his kingdom. Praise God. And the open door to his kingdom is through the revelation of the Christ in you. This is the way, the truth, and the life. Let us not look out for any other sign. Of course, help comes along the line. I've had encounters, spiritual encounters, that God came to encourage me in times that were tough. Even Jesus Christ had to be strengthened, you know, at times. God came to encourage me, and God is love, and God is patient, and God is kind. Praise God. But let us not wait for something to happen, but rather receive these words of faith that you've heard, and with them, tunnel yourself into God's kingdom. Enter into a realm unmovable, a realm that never passes away. Enter into the stillness and into the harmony of God's kingdom. Praise God. Rejoice evermore. Let us not let anything around us dampen our spirits. Rejoice evermore. Evermore, continuously, at this gift that God has given to us in this hour of need. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Always look to the greater one that is within. Always stay focused on the Christ that is within. Praise God. Always call to remembrance everything that you have heard. Always keep yourself in meditation in the things that you have heard. Praise God. Remember that you are the tabernacle of God. Praise God. Remember that within you, there is the one that sits in the inner man, who is the Lord of glory. Praise God. Enter into that place by faith and sit underneath the wings of the cherubim. Praise God. Don't let anything affect you in this world. Praise God. Let us learn to exercise ourselves in the new creation man, who, by the way, is not flesh and blood. Praise God. You see, we have to get the revelation. See, just like the tabernacle of Moses, underneath that thick, dull skin, see it? Those thick skins, which represent flesh and blood, underneath all that covering was a glorious, you know, structure of pure God, divine. And in the innermost part of that structure was that glory, that presence that was able to sustain and keep the Israelites throughout their journeys in the wilderness. That thing is present in you today. And that presence, that thing in you says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. No matter what you go through in this life, your family members might forsake you. Praise God. Certain elements, one or two things, can challenges can occur. You never can tell. But it can never change that presence that is within you. And what is that presence? It is the Lord himself, God himself. It can never change it. Praise God. So there's always a need to remember and to pray. Praise God. And always apply, remember these words of the Lord. That from the days, hallelujah, of the appearing of Jesus, the kingdom of God is preached. And now is the time to press in and enter in. See, and when you enter into God's kingdom, you are no longer a man, but it's now the Lord Himself from heaven. Praise God. Let every man exercise himself in this reality right now, letting go of that which is man and laying a hold of that which is God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5:15 says that Jesus Christ died for all that we should, that they which live should henceforth live not henceforth unto themselves, but unto Him which died for them and rose again. Praise God. Meaning that when Jesus Christ died, we died with Him. And when we arise from the dead, it's no longer I, but Christ, the Lord of glory. Praise God. So in other words, as we hear the good news from heaven today, God expects that by faith, we begin to walk according to the spiritual man, which is Christ. Praise God. No more according to the outer man of the flesh, but right now according to the spiritual man, which is the Christ. Praise God. Because that one which arose from the dead is not the one that was born in a manger some years back. But that one who rose from the dead is the one who has been from eternity and he remains to eternity. Hallelujah. So we are called to live by faith. Praise God. Now let's go down to verse 16. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 16. It says, wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yet though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we Him no more. So it meaning that the man of the flesh, the Hebrew man, the male man, the carpenter's son, all that is no more. Praise God. But rather there's only one right now, which is the Lord of glory. Praise God. And those who are pressing into God's kingdom, henceforth know they no man after the flesh, but after what? The Spirit. Praise God. It means walking by the revelation light that we are receiving this hour, knowing that the earth and the fullness thereof is the Lord's, and those that inhabit it and everything is what is the Lord's. It's the Lord that fills all in all. Praise God. And we must awaken to this reality to enter into God's kingdom. Because you cannot enter into God's kingdom seeing man and God. You can only enter into God's kingdom seeing God and God alone. Praise God. No wonder in the New Jerusalem, in the last chapter of the book of Revelation, it is written that those who were in the New Jerusalem, they constantly see the face of God and they serve Him day and night. They see the face of God. They have, these ones have transcended the state of beholding idols, beholding things that are not, but they now see the Lord. Somebody will ask now, what of the person who doesn't believe? What of the person who is not a believer? How will you classify him? You classify him as one that sleeps. Praise God. When he awakes, he will know himself in truth. Praise God. So we enter and we press on in by changing our perspective in relation to everything around us. And we begin to recognize that there is only one, and that is the Lord alone, the Lord from heaven. Praise God. Now let's go down further. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, is what? He is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have come new, become new. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. All things are passed away. Right now, it's a new man that lives in me. I am that new man, which is the Christ. See, it's by faith that you now begin to confess the Christ. It's like if you want to wait for something to happen, see, so there's always this, something will happen. There's always this tendency to wait. The manifestation of the Son of God. See, when Christ will come, see it, that the whole earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord. The whole earth is already filled with the glory of God. All you need to do is to awaken to this reality. Somebody says that it's written in the prophecies that the whole earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord as the water covers the sea. You will know that when you are awake, that the whole earth is already the Lord's. It's an elevation in consciousness, an awakening. Praise God. And if you see a person on sleeping on the bed, normally it doesn't just, you know, before he wakes up, suddenly he might move a little, he might move a little, then gradually he wakes up. Gradually he now comes back to his senses and he begins to recollect things. At times he might go to wash his face and all of that. So you can see awakening is not just a momentary thing. At times waking can take some time, but it all depends on you, how you want it. If you avail yourself to the things of God, you attain to that place in a matter of, you know, in a twinkle of an eye. Praise God. So I am that new creature, which is Christ. I am the Christ. So if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Praise God. The Christ upon the earth actually reveals the Father to the creation. The Christ is the one who knows that he is one with the Father. See, the Christ is the one who knows himself, the way is known of God. The Christ is the one who is awake. Praise God, and only by waking into Christ consciousness can a man enter into God's world. It's all by faith. It's all by receiving the truth and walking in reality, in relation to the truth. Praise God, it's a wonderful thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. God's kingdom, God's world, the time has come to enter in right now. Praise God, it's not something that happens tomorrow when we die. Praise God, it's now that you enter in. There cannot be a tomorrow, there cannot be a next or a yesterday, but today, as you hear the Spirit of the Lord, harden not your heart as in the day of the provocation, but rather enter in, press in. This is the will of God. So let us not wait for tomorrow. Let us not wait for prophecy to be fulfilled. Now is the time to enter into God's kingdom. Now is to wake up to the reality of what your Father is reminding you of. Praise God. God is gathering his people from the four corners of the earth where they have been dispersed. Hallelujah. Moses told the people, in the days of your tribulation, in the days of your trouble, when you are scattered among the nations upon the earth, and you call to mind the things that I say to you today, the Lord will begin to gather you, will gather you all from the extreme parts of the earth, and he will gather you back to Zion. Praise God. It's remembrance. God is bringing remembrance. Remember yourself. Remember that you are the incorruptible, you know, body of Christ. Hallelujah. Don't let sickness, you know, destroy you. Praise God. Don't let conditions around you destroy you. Awake. Hallelujah. Hear the voice and let the voice lead you out. of that grave, of that tomb, you know, that tomb, like Lazarus, come out knowing that I am the resurrection and I am the Christ. Praise God. It's right now by faith, as you hear the word, that you begin to come out of the darkness that entails this world and begin to walk in the reality of God's kingdom. Praise God. That which is in the tomb is man, is mortal man. But as you hear the voice, it reminds you of your true divine spiritual self that can never die, that can never grow old, that can never be corrupt. Your true spiritual self that has an inheritance that is God's, an imperishable inheritance. Enter in into the glorious liberty of the Son of God now and enjoy your creation. Enjoy everything, because everything was created for you, for your pleasure, by you. Praise God. So the hour has come to press in, brethren. Praise God. Let us not be carried away with the things that this world has got to offer. Praise God. But let us stand in the light as He is in the light. Praise God. It goes beyond doctrines. It goes beyond come out of Babylon. It goes beyond looking out for prophecies from men. It goes beyond expecting something to happen tomorrow. It's all about now. Praise God. I am the resurrection. I am the life. Praise God. That life that was revealed, that life that was revealed, that was from the beginning, is a story of yourself that is from the beginning. Praise God. We begin to press into God's kingdom right now as we hear the truth. By faith, confess, know, because truth cannot be altered. Truth is the way it is. It will set you free from a lot of things, and it will lead you back into your all power and your all dominion that was lost in the maze of humanity. God bless you.
The gates and doors were barred, and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness, rose at every sound, half in hopeless sorrow, half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. Just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle, a voice began to call. I hurried to the window, looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. But there was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they've moved him in the night, none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away, and now his body isn't there. We both ran toward the garden, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone and the empty tomb, just the way that Mary'd said. But the winding sheet they'd wrapped him in was just an empty shell. How or where they'd taken him was more than I could. Something strange had happened there, but just what, I didn't know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him, then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I'd promised him just added to my shame. 'Cause when at last it came to choices I'd denied, I knew his name. Even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same. Suddenly the air was filled with strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. I fell down on my knees and just clung to him and cried. He raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted in.